Chapter 8. The World of Medicine. Unit 16. Therapy for young and old and everyone between.
For many, the term physical therapy brings to mind images of people injured through accident or sports. They would be correct. Many such patients have been treated by physical therapists. However, there are many branches of physical therapy used to treat people of all ages with different kinds of problems. Orthopedic physical therapy is the type most people see and hear about. This branch finds, manages, and treats injuries to joints, bones, and other related areas. Treatment may occur in a hospital shortly after surgery. However, treatment is more common as an outpatient. Orthopedic physical therapy typically involves recent surgical patients, sports injuries, and automobile injuries. The overall treatment goal is to make the patient's joints as flexible as possible. To do this, treatment involves many methods, including hot tub therapy, hot and cold packs, and massage therapy. Many people have age-related health and movement issues. Geriatric physical therapists help people through these problems, both as inpatients and outpatients. Those with weak bones use this form of therapy, as do those who are recovering from surgery. Also, those with cancer, brain-related diseases, joint replacement, and many other age-related issues can be treated in this way. In fact, physical issues, such as joint mobility and balance problems, may also be treated by these therapists. There are two goals of this form of therapy. The first is to get patients moving again. The second is to cope with some of the effects of aging diseases. Another form of physical therapy is neurological physical therapy. This branch requires therapists to be highly knowledgeable about neurological diseases. Those who mainly use this type of therapy are those who have had a loss of blood to their brains, as well as those with brain injury. Also, those with brain and nerve-related diseases can be treated. These therapists focus partly on limb mobility. However, they also deal with patients who are not able to move all or parts of their bodies or who have vision issues. For many patients, this branch of physical therapy is the key to getting back physical functions lost to accidents or diseases. A fourth branch of physical therapy treats both heart and lung problems. Cardiovascular physical therapists treat patients with problems related to their hearts, such as recent heart surgery patients. Their goal is to improve a patient's range of motion and level of endurance. Similarly, pulmonary physical therapists treat those with issues such as lung cancer and other lung diseases. The goal of this form of physical therapy is to improve patient endurance and independence. It is most common for the above therapists to work with adults. However, there are therapists who specialize in treating children under the age of 18. These are pediatric physical therapists. These therapists treat children with orthopedic injuries as well as those with childhood issues, such as developmental delays and various diseases. Like other branches of physical therapy, pediatric therapists must have special skills. In addition, they must be approachable to children as they are responsible for the treatment and management of infants and children of all ages. Along with their jobs of providing therapy, they must often first figure out what the problems are. If possible, they attempt to find as early as possible childhood health problems and diseases which affect the muscles, bones, and joints. For these therapists, their overall treatment goals are improving motor skills, balance and movement, and strength and ability to endure regular exercise. They may also treat problems with learning and memory as well as issues with the senses. Although people often relate physical therapy to common sporting or accident-related injuries, there are, in fact, many specific branches. Physical therapists can treat the young, the old, and everyone in between, and can specialize in a wide range of therapies. Overall, physical therapists fill an important role as part of healthcare management teams. For many, they can be lifesavers, helping patients improve their quality of life taken from them by age, diseases, or accidents.